We'll be right back. My headphones on so I can hear what I you're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. Naz, you're in the studio.
Hello.
Exciting. Let me turn on a mic, mic two. How are you doing today?
I'm not doing the best.
Why is that?
I had a rough night.
Oh, what was the night? Did you go to Rio?
No, I just went to a bunch of places in Kitsilano and painted the town red.
Victoria Cruz's birthday party last night.
I missed
night.
That. Oh. But I sang Journey, finally, at karaoke.
Oh, thank goodness. Who had it?
It was at Darby's.
Darby Dawes.
Darby's had the Journey
on karaoke. On
not the
karaoke
at the Biltmore, list. And no. I'm not going to be ashamed to say that. Who doesn't have Don't Stop Believing at karaoke?
And we should point out that's the upstairs bar at the Biltmore, not the Biltmore Cabaret that sponsors Dunkin' Donuts. Those guys are on the up and up. They're the karaoke bar upstairs. They got a sinking ship there, as far as I'm concerned.
Biltmore Cabaret.
Yeah, Biltmore Cabaret is great. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, definitely. See you later. At the top, we heard John Lennon with Whatever Gets You Through the Night. Someone came into the studio and was like, what the hell are you playing this for? I'm not entirely sure. I heard someone kind of muttering it to themselves on Saturday night, and I remembered how much I liked that song when I was younger. And I thought it was a good time to bring it out. That was written during the lost weekend that John Lennon had when he was estranged from Yoko Ono over a couple of years. Album's called Walls and Bridges. Great song, in my opinion. After that, we heard The Lonely Surfer by Jack Nietzsche. Classic surf guitar song. And then we heard Jeremy J's cover of Suicide's Ghost Rider. Lovely version of that. Like the auto-tune vocoder background singing. Good stuff. On today's show, a whole bunch of new stuff. We've got some new stuff by Chad Van Galen, some new stuff by Jarvis Cocker, a new band called Discovery, another kind of newish band called the Phenomenal Handclap Band. Lots of good stuff. So let's get to it. Yeah, let's do that. Okay, so the Phenomenal Handclap Band, I believe they're from New York. They... What's that noise? Weird. Yeah, let's listen to them. The song's called 15 to 20. It's off their self-titled debut album. Here we go. And Naz is going to come dance off her hang.
Bye. get suggestions at the savings and loan. We're speaking loudly and we're clearly on a megaphone. There's a red can, there's a blue can, there's a bright white can. There's a red can, there's a blue can, there's a bright white can. So take your left thumb and twist it in your right hand. You can see the dress around it, so just turn yourself in. We ain't asking again. We brought a lot of patience, but it's all wearing thin.
'Tween. Step right up as the Youth Co. AIDS Society proudly presents Acquired Taste, a carnival of sensations.
On July 9th at 7 p.m., the Big Top hits Canvas Lounge at 99 Powell Street with a feast of all things circus, featuring burlesque and belly dancers, drag performers, aerialists, fire spinners, and jugglers. All proceeds from the premier silent auction go to support prevention education in youth impacted by HIV/AIDS.
Auction donations and ticket purchases can be handled at www.youthco.org or the Youth Co. office downtown. Sponsor a ticket for someone else in true circus style, one night only, July 9th.
Yeah. lay down in the tall grass, in the flat bottom boat. We lay down and wait for you, with nothing but a piece of rope. Dreaming every night of you, shaking at the sight. I'll be dreaming every night of you, I'll be shaking at the sight of you. Will you beg for forgiveness? Will you pray to be saved? Or will you choke your children when they spit in your face? Dream on every night of you, shaking at the sight. I'll be dreaming every night of you, I'll be shaking at the sight. I dreamt you found me out in the field, you tripped over my sight, and you dug me out of a shallow grave with your Swiss Army knife. And only you could revive me, so badly decomposed I was bone white, dry and scaly. But you still took me home, dreaming every night of you, shaking at the sight of you. I'll be dreaming every night of you. And how could you be so serene? Motivation unclear. In a late basement seance that brought us to tears. Dream on every night of you, shaking at the sight. Oh, I'll be dreaming every night of you, I'll be shaking at the sight. And I dreamt you found me out in the field, you tripped over my sight, and you dug me out of a shallow grave with your Swiss Army knife. And only you could revive me, so badly decomposed I was bone white, dry and scaly. But you still took me home, dreaming on every night of you, shaking at the sight of you. I'll be dreaming every night of you.
What a number. That was Timber, with their song Lay Down in the Tall Grass. I love it. I love it. It had a very kind of I put a spell on you vibe. Very mesmerizing and kind of creepy, but lovely. Before that, we heard a new project by Chad Van Galen. It's called Black Mold. It's sort of an instrumental side project. And he has an album coming out called Snow Blindness is Crystal Ants. And the song we heard was Tetra Pak Heads. Before that, we heard Jay Arner. He's a local feller. He's in the band Fine Mist, whom I love. And also, he was in International Falls. And he put that song up on his blog. And I really like it. So I played it. It's called Bird of Prey. And if you Google Sauna Man Tumblr, you can find it, too, and listen to it. To your heart's content. And at the top there, we heard the phenomenal Hand Clap Band with their song 15 to 20, which Naz and I have figured out is about riding the bus even though you have lots of money. It's about being sustainable and a conscientious inhabitant of this earth. One of the reasons I played Black Mold, the Chad Van Galen band, is because he was recently shortlisted for the Polaris Music Prize. Polaris Music Prize is a big $20,000 prize for Canadian musicians. The long list was announced a couple of months ago, I think. And just this past week, the short list was announced. And it is pretty brutal, I'd say. Elliot Brood from Toronto. Fucked Up from Toronto. Great Lakes Swimmers from Toronto. Hey Rosetto. They're from St. John's. Kanan from Toronto. Malajube, Montreal. Metric, Toronto. Joel Plaskett, Halifax. Chad Van Galen, Calgary.
Woo!
Woo! Fuck. Oh, sorry. Oh, why did you... Someone just came up behind me and yelled. So anyways, I'm rude. And then the last one is Patrick Watson. Forget about that fool.
Toronto.
Montreal. But still. Yeah.
One western.
Oh, brutal. Yeah, really. Japan Droids, Pink Mountain Tops, all
women.
Long-listed. Women. Yeah, no love. Yeah, the Polaris Music Prize, jury, you have some splaining to do. And everyone I know, at least on this side of the country, is rooting for Chad Van Galen.
Sorry, just one point to make, too. Zero debut albums on the short list as well.
I know. Women.
Come on. I thought that was a shoe-in.
Yeah, I know. At least for a nomination or shortlisting.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
Very disappointing. Anyways,
what are you going to do?
Come on, Chad. Pull it out.
Yeah.
Pull it out for the West Coast.
Word.
Timber, also long-listed, not short-listed. And I really like that album, too. Any shows you're going to go see, Luke?
Yep, tonight. Honey Lounge is going to be fantastic.
Who's playing tonight?
Oh, boy. A whole bunch of bands, including New Sensei. They're debuting their 7-inch tonight. But the biggest thing is Pterodactyl are playing tonight, who are from Brooklyn. They're on Bra Records, which is Oneida's label.
Oh, wow.
And it's going to be real fun. I don't know how much it is. I know that Honey usually charges $5.
Yeah, it should
be
$5.
It's something crazy. There's a band called Someone in the Clams, Sonya and the Clams or something like that. I don't know. It's kind of cool. It's a great name.
Yeah.
But there is, like, I think it's like 5 bands tonight on the bill, so I'm doing that.
Cool.
What about you?
I'm going to go see, going to play soccer and then go to Acquired Taste, which is this circus thing that YouthCo is putting on, a great local sort of AIDS advocacy organization. It should be a lot of fun. That's in Gastown. I think I may dress as a sailor. No promises.
Going to go looking for some semen?
I know plenty. I've got, yeah. Anyways.
Oh, he's speechless. God, Duncan McHugh, speechless.
I've already sworn on the air. I don't need to sully up the airwaves any more than I already have. Other shows happening. Tonight, Foreign Born are playing with the Vales at the Media Club. Tomorrow night, Plus Perfect are at the Astoria as part of Damaged Goods. Makeout Videotape are at the Media Club. Peace and World Club are at Funky Winkerbeans. That's Saturday night. Also Saturday, Frog Eyes at the Media Club. Tiny Vipers, any? I haven't really been able to get into that record. Okay, cool.
I like them. Yeah. I think they're really decent.
Awesome.
I haven't seen them live, but I can't vouch for that.
New Sub Pop band.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's at Little Mountain Studios. That's an all-ages show with Lazarus and Glaciers. On the 13th, John Ray Fletcher comes back to town. He's at the Biltmore. On the 14th, Psychic Ills.
Yeah.
That's going to be there nuts. At Little Mountain as well. That's an all-ages show. And on the 15th, Handsome Family are playing with Cloud Splitter at the Biltmore. Later on into the month, New Sensei are playing with Defectors, V. Vecker, and Random Cuts at the Rickshaw on the 16th. That should be a good show.
Yeah.
Death Cab, yeah, whatever. there at the Pacific Coliseum on the 16th.
Wow. Did they sell that out?
I don't know. I mean, they're playing with the new Pornographers and Rah Rah Riot. So, it's a, you know, it's a...
Wow.
Some heavy hitters on that bill.
Who'd have thought it, you know?
I went to see them play. They headlined over Dismemberment Plan at Richards on Richards, and I left. Because I, you know, I'm not crazy about it.
I saw them open... I can't remember who they opened for, but they played the Starfish Room. Yeah. You know, yeah. Like, and now they're selling out GM Play. Like, this is so weird.
Ben Gibbard seems like a nice guy.
Oh, yeah. He's a great singer, songwriter. Yeah, yeah. They brought up this in the Georgia Strait Review of Green Day. Apparently, Green Day's opening statement was, hey, does anyone remember the Cruel Elephant? And no one said anything at all, which was cool. Props to them for remembering their hole-in-the-wall roots. But,
And Gord was there and said, yes, he was. Great. Free tickets. Also, next week, Cassia Tone for the Painfully Alone is playing with Crypticize and No Kids at the Biltmore. Next weekend, What the Heck Fest is happening in south of here. Anacortes, lots of great K-bands and all that kind of stuff.
Including Earth.
Earth, are
playing,
Earth.
And Wolves in the Throne Room. Like two of the ultimate drone metal bands playing at the cutest fest ever. That's amazing.
Yeah, it should be pretty wild. Destroyer is playing on the 17th at the Biltmore. And a couple of shows that were recently announced. Pierced Arrows, August 7th. At the Biltmore, Lightning Dust on the 27th of August at the Biltmore, Gang Gang Dance is coming back to town on September 4th, and the Rifflandia Festival in Victoria is happening in late September, 24th to 27th, Beach House, Final Fantasy, Pink Mountaintops, Holy Fuck, and Tegan and Sarah, along with a whole bunch of other people. And if you buy your wristbands for that before the 14th, it's only $40, so that's a pretty good deal. You are listening to Dunkin's Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. A show I didn't mention is that the Virgin Festival is coming to town. It's a pretty huge disappointment, I'd say. Not a lot of things that anybody with taste would want to go see, other than Sonic Youth and the guy you're about to hear, Jarvis Cocker, who just released an album called Further Complications. We're going to hear the title track. He got divorced recently, too.
Aww.
Poor guy.
And for Michael Jackson news, thanks to you, Duncan. If you're sick to death of Michael Jackson, go on YouTube, just type in Jarvis Cocker, Michael Jackson, and watch him storm the stage at the 96 Brit Awards.
Yeah. It was a great tonic for all of the eulogizing.
Unreal. You know,
and Michael Jackson was on stage singing the Earth song or whatever it was, and he had a rabbi there and all these children.
And creepily enough, about 200 children on stage with him, and he was looking like very messiahic and even was doing the JC pose, actually, you know.
Yeah.
And Jarvis jumps on stage in protest, and Noel Gallagher came out and said, Jarvis Cocker deserves an NBE for this, which is awesome.
Yeah, it was grand. And here is his newest song, Further Complications, on CITR 101.9 FM.
Screw you up, why not do it yourself? Go fight your battles, go to a disco. You wanna suffer? Go to a rock show, do you follow me? Chose the lives they led, but
got so many different choices that you've got to make instead. Don't write a novel, a shopping list is better. It's a complicated boogie, and I don't know.
Have a slept to me. I forgot to tell you. What? Don't cross the stream.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
This is a call out to the freaks, nerds, and geeks.
I am become death, the destroyer of worlds.
Put down your Dungeon Master's Guide and get ready for an hour of punk, metal, and garage rock.
Good afternoon. I am a hive, 9,000 completely.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all.
We all fall down on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver.
You can see it when you look out your window, or when you turn on your television.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
That was New Zealand's The Clean from the anthology that was put out a couple years ago. And the song was Tally Ho, a great pop song and namesake for the local band Tally Ho, apparently, who are great. You should check them out. Rose Melberg, Larissa Lovia, great stuff. Before that, we heard Bow Down and Die by the new King Kong and Barbecue project. It's King Kong, Barbecue, some other dudes. They're called the Almighty Defenders and sort of a gospel band. Pretty good stuff. Before that, we heard I Want to Be Your Boyfriend featuring Angel Dira Dorian from the Dirty Projectors. The band is called Discovery. It's a collaboration between the keyboardist from Vampire Weekend and one of the guys from Rah Rah Riot. Pretty good, kind of interesting. I gave it a listen, gave it a play, you know. I'm not totally sure it's the best, but I thought I'd put it out there, let you decide, you know. And before that, we heard the title track from the new Jarvis Cocker album, Further Complications. I'd like to remind you that Dunkin' Donuts is brought to you by the Biltmore Cabaret. Upcoming attractions include tonight, Minto with No Horses and Red Cedar. On Friday, Bike, Go Ghetto Tiger, Sunreal, and Second Floor Suicide. On Saturday night, the early show is Goat Whore with Abigail Williams, Dath, and Abysmal Dawn, and the late show is Glory Days. On Monday, John Ray Fletcher comes back to town from Kamloops, I think, with guests Bruce Peninsula, Deborah Jean Krillman, and Snowblink. Tuesday is House Party, the sickest 90s rap party in town. And on Wednesday, the Handsome Family are playing with Cloud Splitter, which is Dave from the Buttless Chaps and from Red Cat Records. So check that out. And check out the Biltmore Cabaret at 2755 Prince Edward, just off Kingsway and 12th. For more information, visit biltmorecabaret.com. Thanks again, Biltmore. Okay, we're coming. I'm going to play one song quickly. A new Lightning Dust song, Lightning Dust, Amber and Josh from Black Mountain Army. They have a side project. It's called Lightning Dust. Let's hear that quickly, and then I'm going to come back and get off the air before Marielle comes and gets angry at me for eating up her show. This song is called Never Seen from the new album Infinite Light.
Tides and familiar lines we were made to roam.
Beautiful, beautiful stuff. That was Lightning Dust, the local indie popsters, let's call them that, with their song Never Seen from the new album Infinite Light. That's going to bring the show to a close. Thanks for listening this week. Coming up next, Mary L.K. with We All Fall Down, then Robin with Inkstuds, and Mary Ev with The French Connection. Stay tuned to CITR 101.9 FM this afternoon. If you like what you heard, you can find the podcast of the show at citr.ca later on this afternoon. And if you like... if you want to know what I played, because you weren't listening, check out duncansdonuts.wordpress.com, where I'll put up the playlist, I promise. To close things out, I'm going to play a request, a birthday request for my special, not special friend, my pal, my friend, Michelle Main. She's not my special friend. I have one. And it's not her. I'm blathering, and this is live radio. So we're going to play The Endless Bummer for Michelle. Happy birthday, fellow softball teammate and friend. And she wanted to hear Itakan of Lakota. So I'm going to play that and stop talking. Here we go. Here is The Endless Bummer with their great song, Itakan of Lakota. See you next week.
From the Yellowstone River to the north, Itakan of Lakota. And the North Platte River to the south, Itakan of Lakota. The Missouri River to the east, Itakan of Lakota. The irregular line in the west, Itakan of Lakota. The Treaty of Fort Laramie is nothing more than history, and as such, the U.S. laws do not serve the Lakota cause. Tribal governments,
no need to recognize you.
Presidents,
no need to recognize you.
BIA,
no need to recognize you.
Stay by the fort,
no need to recognize you.
Lakota is a sovereign nation by Article 6 of the Constitution. Tribal councils and chiefs agree the lands are independent and free. Vienna Convention,
we will recognize you.
Declaration,
we will recognize you.
Enabling Act,
we will recognize you.
Versus Hitchcock,
we will recognize you.
Russell Means, Gary Rowland,
Itakan of Lakota.
Phyllis Young, Dwayne Martin,
Itakan of Lakota.
Have been working on the wounded knee,
Itakan of Lakota.
And have withdrawn legally,
Itakan of Lakota.
Vienna Convention,
we will recognize you.
Declaration,
we will recognize you.
Enabling Act,
we will recognize you.
Versus Hitchcock,
we will recognize you.
United Nations,
we'll someday recognize you.
U.S. government,
we'll someday recognize you.
Gary Garrison,
we'll someday recognize you.
All American,
we'll someday recognize you.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape, that means...